Off the ball.
GAA. Ah, honestly, I wouldn't have put Mark as the manager type. Now, Mark's been extremely, he's always been an extremely smart player. But in terms of that management role, I possibly would have seen him as a coach.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Balls Football Daily.
Hello and welcome along to Thursday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, Kelechi Iheanacho scores a penalty late in injury time to keep Celtic in the Scottish title race. Hearts beat Falkirk, but it will all come down to Saturday's lunchtime kickoff at Celtic Park to decide the title. And Manchester City win to keep the pressure on Arsenal with two games to play in the Premier League. But first, Celtic kept the pressure on Hearts last night with a 3-2 win away to Motherwell in the Scottish Premiership. Celtic were a goal down but hit back with goals from Dyson Maeda and Benjamin Negrin. Motherwell equalised late on thanks to a goal from Liam Gordon, but there was late drama at Fir Park. Martin O'Neill's side were awarded a controversial penalty in injury time. Referee John Beaton was instructed to head to the VAR monitor after Sam Nicholson was adjudged to have handled the ball, and Kelechi Iheanacho did the rest.
Kelechi Iheanacho! Iconic scenes! Iconic scenes!
That goal changes everything for Celtic.
Celtic boss Martin O'Neill said he felt the officials got the call right.
We've got a penalty, which looks as if it's pretty clear cut. Has he given it for the handball, and also an elbow on top of that there as well too. But obviously I'm delighted for the team, and delighted for the supporters, and as I said too, phenomenal heart by the team.
Motherwell manager Jens Bertelasco didn't agree with the decision.
What have we been doing here when things like that happen? I'm in total shock. I thought I'd seen it all this year, but apparently I haven't, it's shocking.
Hearts did what they had to do by winning 3-0 at home to Falkirk, but their manager Derek McInnes was enraged by the decision given at Motherwell.
He had Celtic get a 96 minute penalty and it was going to VAR, and they were checking it. You just assume what's happened is they get the penalty, and having seen it again, I think it's disgusting. It is. I don't think it's a penalty kick.
It all means Hearts have a 1-point lead heading into the final game away to Celtic on Saturday. A draw will secure a first league title since 1960 for Hearts. McInnes says it's set up for a huge occasion on Saturday lunchtime.
For Scottish football, it's perfect in that sense. You know, it's going to the last game. It's been a long time since that's been the case. We're just delighted we're part of it. But the main point is now is to make sure we go and try and win the title now. But what a game it's going to be.
Hearts midfielder Blair Spittle says they have to finish the job now.
We've had a good record against them this year. I think we're unbeaten. So, you know, I think the manager was keen to stress that, kind of going into the split, that, you know, our record against the top six sides has been excellent this season. So we're not in the kind of frame of mind to let that settle. So we need to make sure we go and do a job on Saturday.
Meanwhile, on this week's Green Scene, Matthew Brennan, Ben Symes and David Wilson pay tribute to Celtic's Irish defender Liam Scales and the progress he's made in his career since he left the League of Ireland.
But Liam Scales is now well and truly in a title race in Scotland. Celtic are well and truly in this race. And Liam Scales, who I think, David, you pointed out on Sunday, was absolutely outstanding.
Liam Scales was someone I think all Celtic fans could admit to it was maybe castigated for a long time, as he was the player that came from the League of Ireland and he's not good enough, and he's shown that he's way more than good enough, and he's developed into maybe the best defender in Scotland. He's played 35 games this year. He started 32 of them. He doesn't have any goals, but he's got 3 assists as well from kind of set pieces. He got a really important one away to Aberdeen there recently. And yeah, like, the development of his career is an example to everybody who is in the League of Ireland or is wanting to kind of aspire to bigger and better things. He was brilliant again on Sunday, and he's very key to what Ireland will, you know, want to achieve over the next couple of years, because you don't have a lot of left-footed defenders. And yeah, he's been absolutely excellent, and I'm kind of delighted for him as well, because he's, you know, he's taken maybe the path less travelled, and he's kind of got right to the top as well at a huge club in Celtic. So I'm hoping he gets his flowers eventually.
And remember, you can listen to The Green Scene each and every week for free in your OTB Football podcast feed. Remember to click follow in your podcast feed not to miss a single thing. Rangers boss Danny Rowles says he's disappointed outgoing captain James Tavernier refused to be a substitute last night. It would have been his last appearance at Ibrox after 11 years with the club. The defender did arrive for a pre-match presentation, but he withdrew before Rowell's side lost a fourth league game in a row, the latest a 2-1 loss to Hibs.
I was really surprised that he stay away today. I planned that he gets some minutes, not as a starter, but he deserved to be on the pitch at the end of the game. Yeah, at the end he makes his own decision. I will not respect this in this way.
Ireland boss Heimir Hallgrímsson has called up defender Will Ferry to a squad for Saturday's friendly against Grenada. The Dundee United defender has received permission from his club to link up with the squad in Spain. He'll take part in today's training session in Murcia.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola says he's proud of how his side are pushing in the Premier League title race. They won 3-0 at home to Crystal Palace last night, thanks to goals from Antoine Semenyo, Omar Marmoush and Savinho. That win means City are 2 points behind leaders Arsenal with 2 games to play.
We played really, really good. I know the transition of them is tough, the set pieces is tough, but yeah, we did it with passion and I think we make the game we should play.
Liverpool boss Arne Slot is hopeful Mo Salah and goalkeeper Alisson could be back for tomorrow's game away to Aston Villa. Salah is now just 2 matches away from leaving the club, while Alisson has been linked with a summer move to Italy.
Mo will be available tomorrow for only a few minutes, but hopefully can come in. Alisson trains with us again. Let's see where he is tomorrow, if he's ready already or has to wait for 1 more week.
The final game of the season against Brentford at Anfield on Sunday week could be a farewell for both. Meanwhile, Slot says he believes he'll be the Liverpool manager next season. Rumours have surrounded the club that former player Xabi Alonso could be installed in his place, but Slot says he's going nowhere.
I don't think I'm deciding that alone on myself, but I have every reason to believe I'm the Liverpool manager next season. First of all, I'm contracted to this club, and second of all, from all the talks we are having. That is my take on it. But as you said, if you don't have the best season, especially if you compare it with last season, if you compare it with other season, maybe you have a different debate, but if you compare it with last season, this has definitely not been a great season. Then it's also normal that criticism comes. And I think we've all had our share. And with all, I mean, the players have had their share, the manager have had their share, and other people in the club have had their share. That is how things work nowadays if you don't win the league.
Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta says he's not listening to outside criticism of his side as they attempt to close in on a first title since 2004. Some pundits and opposition fans were critical of the decision to disallow a late West Ham goal against his side last weekend.
I haven't seen any of that, I'm sorry. I'm very consistent on that since July to now. I think it's very clear. I mean, I think anybody has played football, no discussion about the decision, and I'm glad they took the right one.
Arteta also said that Jurrien Timber is doing everything in his power to get back for the Gunners' last 2 league games and the Champions League final. Arsenal's opponents in that final later this month, PSG, were crowned league on champions last night for the 14th time and 5th year in a row. They won 2-0 away to second place Lens, who trailed by 6 points heading into that game. Kvaratskhelia, Kvaratskhelia and substitute Ibrahima Mbai wrapped up the title with a game to spare. Inter secured a league and cup double for the first time since 2010. The Serie A champions beat Lazio 2-0 last night to win the Coppa Italia. Stockport County are heading to the League One playoff final after a 2-0 win over Stevenage, which sealed a 3-0 aggregate win. Louis Barry, who's said to be in the process of switching international allegiance to Ireland, scored the first goal. Stockport will face the winner of tonight's tie between Bradford and Bolton. A group of world-leading scientists have warned FIFA its current heat safety measures for the World Cup are inadequate and could put players at risk of serious harm. In an open letter, international experts in health, climate and sports performance say FIFA's guidelines are out of step with the current science and impossible to justify. The study found that 25% of the matches this summer are likely to be played in conditions exceeding 26 degrees Celsius. They call on FIFA to introduce stronger protections, including longer cooling breaks and clearer protocols for delaying or postponing games in extreme conditions. And Keith Tracy joined Owen Sheehan last night on the Football Show, and with Bruno Fernandes named Football Writers Player of the Year last week, the former Ireland international feels it was perhaps the wrong decision.
So on Bruno Fernandes then, he was the Football Writers Association Footballer of the Year for the Premier League season just gone. There will be the PFA Player Voted Player of the Year, which we haven't got just yet. How did you feel when this was announced, Keith?
I use the words like daylight robbery. I honestly can't...
For who? Who's been robbed?
Everybody. Everybody is being robbed. I mean, don't get me wrong, and I'm always saying that I love Bruno Fernandes. I think he's really, really good in the number 10. I think Igor Thiago at Brentford, I think it's 22 goals he scored this season. That's an unbelievable achievement. Yet 19 assists seem to supersede 22 goals. And if look, if somebody wants to say, look, 19 assists, Keith, in the Premier League, that's why we've gone for Bruno Fernandes, I'd say, okay, if you're leaning into the stats, absolutely no problem. I'm very conscious that I'm an Arsenal fan, but I would prefer a Declan Rice in there, and I think he's more deserving of it. I mean, you can't go, was it 15, 14 games in the Champions League unbeaten, top of the Premier League for 90% of it?
But I suppose that doesn't count for this award, does it?
Well, look, if Declan Rice, if Arsenal don't win the Premier League and they get beat in the Champions League final, I think you can go, well, Bruno Fernandes, okay. But if Declan Rice wins the Champions League and the Premier League, then it just looks like an absolute brain dead decision. And I'm not sure why the awards are announced before the end of the season, because as I say, if Declan Rice does pick up the two big trophies, you're thinking, who's gave that to Bruno Fernandes? Mm-hmm. I really don't understand it.
But then what if Bruno Fernandes goes and wins the World Cup?
I didn't give him the Ballon d'Or.
And that's available to listen back to now in your OTB Football podcast feed. You can become a member and sign up at offtheball.com/join. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan, and I'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB Football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.